But look who they calling calling door. Since I guess we got everybody down again. I want to welcome everybody to the meeting because it's a beautiful day, and like you said, thanks a lot of other people to have other activities they could be doing. And I want to especially thank you for coming, since you did have to cancel, or he canceled the meeting, so you took the thing here. I know it's hard pulling you away. We didn't have a lot on the last month, and we did on the fly-in, we didn't really have anything because it kind of rained out. But the majority of the chapter members is there, and I want to thank y'all guys for doing an outstanding breakfast. And I'd like to get that recipe on that shrimp gravy, man. That thing is awesome. Still thinking about that. And I told the wife that she ordered it, came along, so she'd get a sample down because she does love shrimp and gravy on it. But, I was afraid of that possibility that was going to happen when the choice came up. We had to make that decision to roll that back. And the next weekend was a lot better weekend, but we didn't have a whole lot of choice. I was either given that weekend or one, I think, in February that I had to choose from. And so I decided I'd just take that one weekend when we rolled back. And it's just kind of a bad year, but whether it's always handicapped in the spring, whether we ever going to make it or not for a fly-in. But there was a thing that, I'm going to go ahead and bring this up, that GAA chapter up in Wisconsin came in. They're doing a Brown Arch thing. Some of y'all may have went up to Oshkosh, and they put the bridges out there. And one of them wanted to participate as a chapter. Now, I guess this bridge is pretty expensive.
Not your standard brick.
No, it's not your standard, 3x7?
Yeah.
Brick. I'll just give you an example. The biplane, landing gear, and concrete brick, that's $5,000. Yeah. And we get a chapter name on an airplane. For the biplane, wings and struts brick, which is $2,000. The cheapest brick, which is a general area quarter brick, which it might only be 3 centimeters, if I'm not centimeters, is about $350. I was going to go ahead and bring this up. I keep getting this stuff all the time, and I don't know if anybody really wanted to participate in it or not. But if you do, speak up.
You might want to check with us. They break a brick or two. We might perhaps.
We might have to go to about five of the chapters to get one. But anyway, I haven't ever done a broadcast. I thought about going two or three times. I know some of the members have been, but I've never had.
If you go up there, you'll leave enough money anyway.
You'll drop enough money for it.
Not a cheap buy.
But I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Dwayne.
Thank you, Gary.
Oh, by the way, I really didn't have any minutes or anything on the last one. That's why I'm not passing out any minutes. We didn't have anything.
So we didn't read any treasury report or anything for the last meeting?
No, it wasn't some people. You're going to have to catch up. So far.
I vaguely remember that, so we'll just start with that. That would be our March meeting. Our March minutes read on April 18th. Would have read as in checking our status on the 21st of March, balance in the account was $244.54. On the 7th of April, we paid the Ori Electric Co-op $153.84. And that left on the 18th of April, our amount on deposit was $90.70. And let me add to it, that month I went into our co-op meeting and my appearance and howdy doody got us, I think, a $15 off our next bill. So also checked up there at our chapter meeting area. I couldn't find any loss of electricity. I think it's just our heater. Our heater is very inefficient, and part of the coils are dead in it, and it's just draining our pocketbooks when we run it. But I guess we won't have to worry about that for a few months. Maybe we can make some other arrangements up there for eating. As for petty cash, on the 21st of March, cash on hand, we started out with $24.87. 21st of March, meeting, the kitty produced $61. So on the 18th of April, cash on hand was $85.87. As for this meeting's treasury report, 18th of April, checking balance in the account is $90.70. 23rd of April, I pulled cash of $50 out to make a cash box for our breakfast fly-in. 24th of April, picked up drinks at Walmart for the breakfast fly-in and to have it up there at the airport. Came to $23.71. 26th of April, I went to the bank and I deposited $20 received from one member, and $130 I transferred from petty cash, as well as $50 from the cash draw that I put back into the bank, came to $200. 13th of May, I paid the Ori electric bill, and with our $15 coupon, it was $25.93. Big savings when you don't run that heater, eh? 16th of May, that gave us a balance in our account of $191.06. And as for petty cash, on the 18th of April, the cash on hand was $85.87. Oh, that's right. 25th of April, breakfast supplies to Gene was $20.04. I think he let a slide on the 4 cents. I was shy. 25th of April, I picked up some ice at Sugar Bear's, which we didn't use. It's still out there in the freezer for next time. $6. 25th of April, at the fly-in breakfast, we collected from us members $96. Then on the 26th of April, I transferred the money to check-in, which brought the petty cash down $130. 16th of May, that leaves a balance in our petty cash of $25.83. Thank you. I hope you accept that. Did that best I can. Thank you. And that's the only thing I can think of. We've got a letter from the bank, and Gary and I need to go in and take care of resetting up our account. I guess every so many years they want you to go in and make sure you're still kicking. They should have enough of activity there. They wouldn't need it, but I guess it's a stipulation. So they've got Tom still on the roster. I was thinking about just leaving him on there and see if we could get... I've tried 3 times to get my name on there. They know where to send the bills, but they don't know how to mark my name down. So I'm going to take Gary this time. Maybe he's got more clout than I do. Anybody else? We need one more person on that bank account. And I was thinking we had Wayne, didn't we? Didn't we have him fill out paperwork last time?
I don't think he's able to fill it out or he didn't come in. Yeah, Tom, I went down there. I don't know if everybody knows, Tom passed away a couple of years ago. And I went down there and tried to, but I got there taking him taking off. But I think they had a couple of files, and it's how they had it listed in their computer as the way to pull it up. And I thought I had all that straightened out, but somehow it's just one of these things that just keeps coming up. So it's just have to get back there and straighten it out and ready to get Wayne or Dennis put on it.
You need 3 people on that.
Dennis says he's got his name spread around now.
No,
I haven't got enough money for them to squander with. All my money goes into airplanes.
We ain't dealing with enough money. We can keep it in our pocket.
Well, I'm going to turn the floor over to our secretary. He's got anything to add.
No, I don't have anything.
What do you got there? I'm going to climb on the... You went up to Lumberton yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
Over there?
Well, that's true. Anybody go to Lumberton yesterday? Or any time?
Well,
you didn't miss anything.
Well,
I'm not sure you missed it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. They did have a new vehicle with her. They had a school bus.
Oh man, I missed it.
Yeah. But no, it was okay. I guess it wasn't. It was hot. Yeah, it was hot. 92 degrees in shade. It was terrible. We didn't even stay for the whole thing. It was terrible. No, they didn't have much. They did have a Hollander there, though. And Hollander was there. That was pretty cool. Thought, you know. But they said that they had a sign for forums. Had no forums that I seen. They usually had tents, you know, for forums. They had signs. No tents. No forums that I could find. There just wasn't much going on. You know, next weekend, Al Suffolk. And he got a few extra minutes. That's one you don't want to miss.
Where?
Suffolk, Virginia. Okay. From Myrtle Beach, it's probably about 4 hours. But you can take a camp right there on it. They don't even charge you for it or anything. Okay.
So that's an old...
And it's just a flying. It's not an airship. So they come, they land, they park right beside your camper and everything else. All around you. It's a... They have a great big, huge, 50-man type military-looking tent where they have a breakfast and stuff out there, and it's real friendly. There's a place across the runway where they work on warbirds, and you can go over and take a tour of it. Nothing costs you anything. Fire factory. Yeah. And that's really, really neat. Okay. But it's great fun. I mean, I'd highly recommend that. Anybody wants to go, they've got the time. Yeah. It runs Saturday and Sunday, but Saturday is really the day. Most people leave on Sunday. That's the only thing I know is going on. I've updated the site with as much stuff as I know to put on it, which is not going to happen right now.
Well, John, when do y'all have that activity down here at the airport? About months.
I'm not sure of that, too.
Don't y'all have a fly-in or something?
We used to have that barbecue here at Green City in December.
Yeah, that's the one. I forgot what month that you normally have it in, but it is in December.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they combine with us now, so.
Yeah.
See, so you ain't going to have that separate anymore, right? Down here.
They had the 16 demonstrator flying and all.
Seems to be more and more of that going on. I got an email this morning from one of these fly-in sites that send you the what's wrong. Somewhere down in Georgia, I forget, they were having one. You can go have an antique tractor show there. Mm-hmm. You know, where is that nation going to? An antique tractor show.
You can have an antique tractor and antique car.
That's there you go. In
yeah.
They get antique cars yesterday, too, I think.
Yeah.
They had that after London.
Yeah.
But which one was the best, the car show or the air show?
Or
the
school bus.
Or the school bus.
Did they have a golf cart party like they normally do?
I didn't see.
Not really afraid. I mean, just 14 people kind of looking for them running all over.
Oh, no, they had that. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least not 14.
Yes.
45.
Yeah. Just nowhere in particular to go, just singing all out.
For all of the cars.
Yeah.
Well,
you're able to get into the general
address
without being
frisked. Not without being frisked. And I did have a little something to say to the young lady. But
well, that was supposed to be better this year.
I think it worked with Afternoon. I think Afternoon did come up, yes.
But did they let you in with an EAA card, or did you have
to? No, you had to be a pilot. Or you had to be with a pilot.
I knew it had to change.
Unless you were a kid riding on a bicycle, and then they let you right in.
We did go to up to Avery County. We've been up there before to a little fly-in. So I get the information from it on the internet. And so they're going to have a hamburger cookout at Avery County. So Mary Ann called and see what she could bring. And they were inviting the people from Asheville over there. So since I'm from Asheville, I thought we'd go up there and see if I'm doing it. So we got up there. And they said, well, they called off the hamburger deal, but they're having a meeting. Well, so I was walking around the airport there. There was a guy there that inside the hangar had a camper and a 150. Mm-hmm. And the guy kept saying, I said, well, are you flying? He said, yeah. He said, the guy lets me fly a plane. He said, but he never leaves the key here. And I said, well, you know, I'll be glad to fly with him. If you want me to sometime when I'm up here. And he insisted on getting my name and address. And so I gave it to him, you know. And I darn a week after that, got a call from the Virgin Islands and asked me if I'd teach his son to fly in that airplane up there. I said, well, yeah, if I can work it out, I'd be glad to. So their information they send here is extensive. They get into this JARS thing up south of Charlotte. And they're having another meeting up there and so forth. So they're active. Now, I don't know how many members show up or anything like that. But it is interesting. It's in the mountains. I'm not used to flying in there too much. A lot of trees around, you know.
Yeah, funky areas.
Well, we can land on the beach around here, you know.
Yeah.
One of the things I did want to bring up again, I don't think it's going to get very solvent, but there's a group, since our funds is kind of low, and I like for everybody, nobody can like to say anything this time, but we'll bring it up again next time. There's maybe to think about some fundraising activities if we want to do that as a group, and where we can raise a little bit from, and still have fun at the same time, in the context of what we're in. Is there something to think about? See if you can throw any ideas, and we'll bring it up again next meeting on that. And
put it on eBay.
Put it on eBay, huh?
If somebody donates some aircraft stuff that they don't need, and just put it on eBay, and the proceeds go to the VA. Well, if you're 27, you got a new XR, you probably donate that.
Yeah, put that on eBay.
I think put it on Craigslist. I've sold more stuff on Craigslist than eBay.
Yeah.
Same here.
Well, I tell you what, we want to congratulate you on making that step on toward getting a brand new aircraft. I know it was a scary decision.
It happened quick.
But that's usually the greatest things, too. There wasn't any pushing or anything like that.
Well, 15 days from the idea coming in my head, it happened.
That's scary.
And the day it happened, I got a Chinese fortune cookie that said a short-term dream is about to come true. That was strange. Yeah, of all the flocking cookies I could pick up that day.
Well, it sounds like it's a good decision, don't you agree, Tim?
I just wish there was more of that going on. Matter of fact, you wouldn't believe what it took to put those little things in those cookies.
And that's a good idea, though, and as we try to do that, we do try to get stuff donated, but it's kind of difficult sometimes to run across something of quality that you can stick out there on that. You don't have anything you want to donate, do you?
Probably.
I
mean, I bought a couple airplanes that I stripped out and all that kind of stuff, and I've got some old steam gauges and things like that that are really no use, but somebody might want to do some kind of a mantelpiece or something like that, you never know, make a lamp out of it or whatever.
Right.
And typically on eBay, they buy it if that's anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was still with the base down in Charleston, we used to have a lot of stuff off the airplane that they'd be taken off because of damage or malfunction or whatever. You know, like some of those rings. On a window 141 is 3 inches thick. They make great tabletops. You can pick it up. You know, I used to throw that stuff away all the time because who? I didn't want them. Didn't want to have to load it around and do stuff with it, but it'd be nice if I still had the opportunity to get that stuff.
Somebody's a little bit handy. I always admired those guys that made tables or whatever out of a portion of a tail feather of some sort. Things like that. I've seen some unique desks for somebody to like a tail piece or whatever, or a portion of a wing section and made a desk out of it. But I'm handy with it, and not that handy.
Well, how's things going with you out there at the park? I noticed that I saw some new construction out there the other day when I went by.
Yeah, we got, for lack of better words, a multi-million dollar house going up. We just finally got it all bricked up, got the roof on it and everything. And still got three more that are supposed to start building here soon, I hope. And did you mention, I brought today a video DVD that people welcome ahead from the air park, first 10 or 15 minutes is air park information, and then the rest of it is video that I got donated from the Chamber of Commerce and other places around the Myrtle Beach, North Myrtle Beach area. So the whole thing is about an hour. So some of it is entertaining. Also from the Travel Channel that Samantha Brown travels around when she was here 2 years ago. I got some video on here too. That's quite cool. And they want anything like this, or if you got a friend another part of the country that wants to know more about the area, send the DVD to them. So
good.
Free for those who want.
Let me have one. I'll go ahead and check one there. You have a with it, too? You got a cup?
Yeah, and we need coffee too. All the stuff too. Anybody else need it?
Yeah, you got those.
And for the airport down here, I'm going to leave some here. I hope you
are. Yeah, I met a good friend of mine down in Lakeland that's on the airport right outside of Jacksonville. I haven't seen him probably in 15 years. He was in there building a wing. Who all made it down to Lakeland? Did y'all guys get it?
But I always did like, of course, you see them at big air shows like Florida and Oshkosh, so people would take a wing section or whatever and polish it all up and put a couple legs on it and call it a disc.
Did you move to Oshkosh? Did you go to the Sun Fund here?
Yeah, I had a booth. This is the first time I had a booth in here.
Yes, you were closed when we came by.
Everybody
was gone. I said, don't get that all over.
Well, I planned a form. I gave three forms for us.
Yeah, must have been about that time.
9 or 10 in the morning.
Did you ride or
all
did you run or walk?
Yeah,
the Osprey Pass, too, didn't I?
No, no, no.
Long ride, I followed
the Lovelace.
Nah. That's some wild stretch. This is actually a church.
Mm-hmm.
Our church.
Give it to Jack. gentleman.
Population of a couple of these, right?
Give them your cards.
Sure. There's cards too. If you
want. I'm going to get some stuff over the area for that we're going to have to get on through. We've got to do it. I just think I'm going to be able to get them.
You need to feel that root back too, pretty sure.
Yeah,
but that's new leaks.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to get after these several items of maintenance that we need to do.
Well, we have a big one for the stuff, but yes.
It's still there.
Yeah, I guess, are y'all still going to go to Thursday and Friday?
That's fair,
yeah. Don't forget. Yeah. They got that. I'll do it.
I'm not sure what our schedule is, but I think they'll be there.
They've got thrown in here.
Well,
yeah, and everything
to
play with,
so they
ain't
does. I'll be with y'all there, and we'll be the ones doing it probably, and I'll meet y'all there on Friday and we can do that.
Yeah, maybe we can do that. We'll get
that needs to be done, because last time we was here, it was definitely getting some water.
So I think we're going to have a lot of rain coming up. We need to wait until the roof dries out, put that stuff on it so we make sure it sticks real good and there's not no moisture trapped underneath of it, I'm thinking. Friday it might be, but it looked like the weather map I looked at looked like it would rain all the way to next winter.
I'm kind of skipping around because not even really having a chance. Nobody in the field means they didn't want to put over it, and then there's a walk around that out here. There's some things we need to do over here that, well, we're local, we're going to try to get together and catch up there so we have it. It's decent, simple, and everybody should go there next month. But is there anything that y'all have on y'all's mind that y'all want to find out? Huh? Well, you fly on yours yet?
Get ready to take a part in it.
How many times does that live?
I couldn't tell you. That's probably the design build.
But we can't get back to the original plan, right?
No, we'll never make it back to it.
He's gone and his plans is gone too. Will Doble sent an email, and you know he's working on signs. Are there Wavens? Wavens is the way to say it. Retail. And he said he's finally got a chance to fly one. Said it flies great. He's been working on his 2 years, and he's got the interior. You know, he's put it together. I look. He's got one of his pictures I sent out. They should be on the website so y'all can try to look at his and see where he's at. But he just not going to be able to be here this weekend because he's taking a 2 week motorcycle trip up in West Virginia and Pennsylvania. But is there anything anybody wants to figure out about any of their projects or hobbies that they want to know?
Well, I don't get aware up there where we're at, but and I just got the radio back adjusted, but we now got radio controlled lights. And what we're going to try to do is work with Horry County, and I got some little issues with them I'm trying to work through, but what I want to do is try to work with them to create the Myrtle Beach Hardy Airpark as an emergency landing spot. And make sure that the power, the county, the emergency, the EMS people and all that are aware of the frequency and then pick out a landing spot for them if they so desire for a helicopter landing area. So we put some lights out there in a special area for them if they want. That is an accident prone area out there where they fatalities out there all the time. I don't know why, but they do. On Red Bluff Road, Seaboard Light equal distance between Morris and North Myrtle Beach. And there's a lot of traffic that passes over all the time, so if somebody to leave North Myrtle Beach or whatever and have some problem, whatever it is, it'd be a good spot for them to let down. So I'm trying to look like the bureaucracy makes it. And then again, I'll talk to you guys about that, but if you ever want to do something a little different, if you work something out to keep it in, a fly-in or a breakfast or something there. Wide open.
Okay. You all come out here one day, because I go by your place every day. Across the bay. Go out by there and work. So you have to go in, basically, in the back way to get in where you're in at.
348, which is, if you want to call it, it's about a quarter mile north of the, what used to be old 31, which is Red Bluff Road. That old runway was just too dangerous. The one with there from Elderly Park is about anywhere from 50 to 70 feet wide with a ditch on one side, a fence on another side, and a driveway that crossed it. All sorts of problems, so that's the reason that we actually put in a new runway that's plenty wide, plenty long, for normal aircraft. That's a normal, any single engine, small things. The 3,300 feet worth of places, another 500 feet of overline, another 130 feet water. And that runway is crowned, so the water really doesn't stand out there.
So it's
hard
to land
there
even
if it's not an emergency.
Come in anytime. Scratch, still scratch. It's scratch, that's correct. We used to go late too, so that helped a little.
You got anything you
want to? We had a guy, David Kapansky, I think his name was, that joined us a while back, but he took off in Afghanistan, so. He's gone off, if anybody remembers him. But he, the last meeting, there wasn't enough people. He was one of the guys that showed up. Said he was leaving the next weekend to go to Afghanistan. So,
as a civilian or a military?
As a civilian.
He was supposed to be kind of a Boeing or something, wasn't he, originally?
Number one.
Yeah.
But I don't know what he did, but he was out there helping you guys every Thursday and Friday, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he's some kind of admin or clerk or something like that, but he said there wasn't no jobs around here, so he had nowhere to go to work. Yeah, he went to Afghanistan. At least over there you can make $100,000 a year and go to public relations, and you don't pay taxes.
Yeah, but you need a good steel card going in there.
No, well, he was staying on the base. He wasn't going off.
He said to increase his rental package.
Oh, well, those guys, I spent a lot of time over in that part of the world. Yeah. Those guys, they can have it. Never lost nothing over there. No.
You got a version against us.
That's about all you got over there. Yeah. But I don't really have anything else. It's kind of open. When everybody goes to play yet, I guess we've already worked it out here, but I don't have anything else on this, but we do hope that everybody will come over to Green Sea, and we'll probably do a snack or something out there that next month. It's kind of warm, but it's going to get a little warmer. At least we got a nice air conditioned one here. I can't offer that there.
Yeah, remember, July, we don't usually have a meeting.
And July, we don't. That's correct.
So,
speaking about your heater, Molly, did you guys look into like a propane infrared type compared to electric?
Well, we wouldn't have a big problem if nobody was in the building. If the heater stays off, it seems to be very little.
But we got a couple guys that live over there that works on all there. They've got a couple projects they're working on over there. It doesn't hurt me to make these things, only when I'm there. But I get thinking about it. But.
No, they didn't need something like that.
Yeah.
We traditionally operate hand and foot here. If somebody has something they've thrown away, we use that. That heater that's out there was one of those type of devices. It was a recycled green.
Hey, what it helped me in many cases, and I've got one of those, well, I got several of them, I guess. I guess they're 20-pound cakes. Loaves or whatever.
Yeah.
And one of those infrared that's mounted on top of it.
Yeah, but you know, these crazy guys, they also work on lawnmowers in there and stuff.
Yes.
It would be a lot safer to stay at Ledger.
Well, in that case, for us to be careful.
We should come to the house and I got that wire out there and see if we got enough wire. I've got a couple of wires for me.
You're a ball?
And think we got safe.
Oh, no,
come on, man.
Yeah.